Hello everyone. Hope you're doing well today. It's been a while since we did one of these little mental health chats, and I don't know, I kind of like them as a little bit of a check-in to see what is going on. And I often get comments, messages, or see things on the server about people sharing a little bit of what's going on with them right now and their struggles with mental health specifically. And I thought I'd share a little bit of what's going on with me. And I like doing that because culturally, and this is not true just for Sweden, I think this is true for the most parts of the world, it's still something that we're just not supposed to talk about this. You know, I didn't grow up in a household where we talked about mental health and common mental health disorders and what you can do to prevent them and notice signs and everything. Like, we get very little education about that. So nobody really knows the signs to look out for. Nobody really knows what it means, like what depression looks like. And it's different for everyone. I want to make that very, very clear. It definitely is. But it leaves us with very little education in the matter, and I think that makes everything even more taboo. Like, it's a little bit frowned upon to admit that you struggle for once. And I think that's really sad, because most of the time it feels so much better to open up a little bit and to be brave enough to say that, you know what, today is not really the best of days. And that's typically how I like to approach things, when someone asks me how I'm doing and I'm not really doing well. It's saying something a little bit more vague like that. Even at work, if someone asks me or anything like that, I've kind of chosen to have the approach of, I'm going to be honest if someone asks me, and because, you know, maybe that will help me, but maybe it will also help someone else to know that it's okay to say, you know what, today is not really that great of a day, and all I've ever been met with is kindness and compassion and the kind of, do you want to talk about it? And if I say, no, not right now at least, but thank you, I appreciate it, it's always been very well received. So I think in the spirit of kind of continuing that, I do want to make audios like this on occasion too, to hopefully have something that you can all relate to a little bit, or at least maybe someone can relate to it. That's really all that I'm hope to do, to make you feel a little bit less alone. And yeah, that's it. That's a long intro, isn't it? So typically me to do that. So recently, and here's what I'm gonna put in, pretty big trigger warning for anxiety and medication related to that. So here's your opportunity to click off the audio if you feel like that's going to be too triggering for you to listen to. but I've been taking medication for my anxiety for a very, very long time, years really. And it's worked pretty well, except for it's had a pretty annoying side effect to me, which is almost a conscious, that's not the word, continuous, very slight feeling of being nauseous. And for the life of me, I have not been able to kind of figure out what's causing that. Because I didn't have it when we first introduced medication. But it's kind of come up to a dosage, and I've been on that dosage for a very long time now, and I don't know, for some reason, I didn't make the connection. I always thought, like, geez, there must be something wrong with me, you know, going to the doctors, doing all of these tests, like, am I deficient in something? Like, what's going on, really? And everything comes back fine and leaves me equally frustrated. And I don't know, eventually it occurred to me that, you know, maybe this isn't working for me. Which is a shame, because my anxiety was pretty decently well managed. But it has this side effect, which is, you know, it's not pleasant to walk around and kind of constantly feel just a little bit nauseous. Not like vomiting level or anything like that, just a little bit, like, ooh, that's not nice. And so they recently decided to make an attempt to switch my medication. Ooh, has that been fun? If you are someone that's has ever taken SSRI medication, and you probably know the feeling of coming on them. Maybe you know the feeling of coming off them or switching them. It's hell. It really is, because it makes everything so much worse. I'm someone that I haven't had a panic attack in, I don't even remember the last time I had a panic attack. It's a very, very long time ago, I will say, which has been such a blessing. To having them pretty much daily, which is really, really just awful. If you've ever had a panic attack, you know the feeling. But it's also the kind of constant feeling of never being settled. Like, my mind never stops. And I know that this is temporary. I know that once my body gets used to this medication and we figure out a dosage that is appropriate, it's gonna be fine. And if not, I'm going back on the old medication despite the side effect. I will always say I would rather take the slightly nauseous feeling than being like this, because this is not good in any kind of way. It's pretty bad, really. And it's making things, like just everyday life things, so much more difficult, and reminds me how it was before I had therapy, like before I had medication, and I don't wish that on anyone, to be real with you, I really do not wish that on a single person. Because it is absolutely awful. You know, I always say, and will always continue to say, that if I had to pick one thing that is the best thing I've ever done in my life, it's getting help for my anxiety and depression. It's easily the best thing I've ever done in my life. I know we're gonna figure out this little situation, if you will, that's going on right now. I know that's gonna be handled. So, and it's gonna be fine. I just kind of have to power through a little bit and be very, very honest with my team, if you will, therapist and doctor, to kind of see what is the best approach moving forward. But I guess I hope you know, if you've ever gone through, or if you're currently going through something similar, if you've just come on medication like this, it's really, really normal to feel things so much more intensely, to be very, very up and down. And that's definitely been the case for me. You know, great days, bad days, and then eventually a lot of really bad days. But know that that's normal. And I hope me sharing a little bit might have helped someone. I don't know. Helps you feel a little bit less alone in anything. I know this was really, really just a lot of rambly stuff, but I don't know. I always have the hope that sharing and talking about things helps, despite of all of that. Anyway, I think this is where I am going to end this. And, oh, wait, before I do that, I do want to say I'm completely safe. Nothing is going to happen to me. Nothing like that. And I have great support. Please, I'm not making this to have anyone worry or anything like that. This is simply to share a little bit. And like I mentioned in the beginning, I'm always really proud of everyone else for sharing a little bit about what you're going through, because I feel like it makes everyone a little bit closer. And feels good to know that someone else might have a similar experience, even though we don't wish them any pain or anything. The feeling of not being alone is very, very nice. So, yeah, I hope this helps. Even just one person, then it will be absolutely worth every single thing. Please take care of yourself. It's really, really important. Treat yourself to something. You know, it's Sunday. You're allowed. You're totally allowed. And I will talk to you very, very soon. Bye.